What? Been a pleasure, madam. Doffing his clown's bowler in self-parody and revealing an anarchic forelock of salt-and-pepper hair that bounces out of its trap like a greyhound the moment it's released. Ted Mundy, jester to the court of Ludwig, at your service. And who do they think they've met? These punters, or billies, as the British tour operators prefer to call them, if they think at all. Who is this Ted Mundy to them as a fleeting memory? A bit of a comedian, obviously. A failure at something. A professional English bloody fool in a bowler hat and Union Jack, all things to all men and nothing to himself. 50 in the shade, nice enough chap. Wouldn't necessarily trust him with my daughter. And those vertical wrinkles above the eyebrows, like fine slashes of a scalpel, could be anger, could be nightmares. Ted Mundy, tour guide. It's 3 minutes short of 5 o'clock in the evening, late May, and the last tour of the day is about to begin. The air is turning chilly, a red spring sun is sinking in the young beech trees, and Ted Mundy perches like a giant grasshopper on the balcony, knees up, bowler tipped against the dying rays. His day thus far has followed its usual complex and unlikely course. Prompt at 6, he rises from the bed he shares with his young Turkish partner,